A group of 60 survivors of the Christchurch mosque attack are leaving this week on the annual Islamic pilgrimage to Mecca. The Saudi Arabia king originally invited the group in 2019 after the massacre, but they haven't been able to go until this year. Fadid Ahmed is one of them. His wife was shot dead as she tried to save others from the gunman. He told reporter Tessa Guest about what the trip means.
First of all, you know, thinking about my wife. Yeah, because actually this trip is offered for her sacrifice. She has given her life, and as a survivor, we are getting this special offer for the spiritual journey. So this part is, you know, quite sad, brings all the memories back. And every day I think about Hajj. I think about her, you know, I have to carry her in my memory.
I guess it's a really big group of you going. There's going to be 60 of you. How does it feel to be going together?
Going as a group, when I'll see, you know, they are crying, they are smiling, you know, and the opportunity of listening to one another, you know, that will be a positive thing to reshape ourselves towards the betterness.
Yeah, and do you think that this pilgrimage ahead might be a significant step in that process of healing and recovering?
Together as victim families, you know, we have some similarity of some sort because, you know, some way, you know, all of us have been suffering and we are survivors. You know, there are still, you know, some, but not a majority, some people are, you know, still struggling, but time will heal them. Gradually, they are doing better.